This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, 25 after 5. Hello, my name is Jerry. His name is Al. And we've got Eddie Scazzeri with us. Always great to have the band back together, as they say. A lot of baseball in that first segment, rightly. So, by the way, I drove to Myrtle Beach back and forth. Full Spotify, music on shuffle. My goal driving down, I didn't accomplish it driving back because I was tired driving back. The goal driving down, never fast forward or skip a song.
So you listened to whatever popped up.
I accomplished that goal for 10 hours driving down to Myrtle Beach. How about that?
What song were you like, oh, I so want to fast forward this.
Probably one of the Led Zeppelin songs that I've heard 9 million times.
Yep.
I don't remember. Over the Hills? Is that a song? That might have been the one. I'm like, I don't want to hear this one. But I didn't. I left it alone.
Good job.
I played it.
Played it all the way through.
And yes.
All right. That's something. Yeah. You accomplished something, Jerry.
Yeah.
Now, I saw this headline, and I got very excited, as I love a good ghost story, Jerry, and it involves sports.
Oh, Yandy Diaz?
Yandy Diaz. He plays for the Tampa Rays. Now, when I first saw this about he didn't want to stay in a ghost hotel, I thought he was referencing down in the Tampa St. Pete area, because when the Tampa Devil Rays first started in 1998 and I was covering the team, I covered them for 2 years, 98, 99, 2000, three years.
Yep.
They would put teams up in this hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida, which was known to be haunted, and players didn't want to go there. But I saw that this is for a road game.
This is the Pfister.
Yes, Jerry. It's a haunted, historic Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, which is where they put the players. And he is very afraid of ghosts. And so they have promised him they're going to put him into a new wing of the hotel.
Hmm.
And they're guaranteeing him there.
Oh, they're going to guarantee the ghosts aren't going to fly through the walls.
That's okay. Correct.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That the ghosts only inhabit the old building.
Right.
This thing was like built in like 1700 or something, this hotel.
I know G-Man Choi is afraid of them as well.
G-Man Choi also, Jerry. But he's one of my fat baseball players that I love.
I did see, though, that he connects with the ghosts. He talks to the ghosts. He touches the ghosts.
He says that over the years, this is G-Man Choi, says that over the years he has had many ghostly encounters that involve hugging and whispers.
Right.
They whisper sweet nothings into his ears.
Yeah.
There are a couple other players on the Rays who say that they are somewhat afraid of ghosts, but
they deal with it.
They don't really care, and they will stay in
this hotel.
Because
they're friendly ghosts.
Right. I guess so. I would not stay in a haunted hotel.
So I couldn't get you personally to go to the Pfister?
And Pfister, by the way, is spelled PF. It's one of those.
Mm-hmm, like Pfizer.
Pfister.
Yes. How do you say that?
Pfister. Hotel. Why don't they stay in like a Hyatt?
Because I don't know. That's a very good question. Because I would think the road team has the choice to go wherever they want.
Yeah, now, Yandy Diaz said he was thinking about getting his own hotel room.
He should. I'm sure they make enough money. Even if he makes, I don't know what Yandy Diaz makes. Even if he made MLB minimum, he's making $800,000. Go get your own hotel for a couple of nights.
Right. This is the only city, I guess, where he's staying in a haunted hotel.
And this isn't a 25+1 deal. Remember that was the whole thing with A-Rod when he was trying to come to the Mets?
Yes.
25-1. No. He's afraid of ghosts. He wants to go stay at the Days Inn. Good for him.
I would stay at the newer tower, though, as they promised him no ghosts there. I would feel comfortable with that. Like, let's say the Borgata was haunted, but they were like, The water club? Water club is not. We'll put you there. But that's fine.
Right.
I don't think the ghosts are going to wander over to the water club.
So there's no chance you'll ever see Milwaukee and the Pfister Hotel.
I would walk around. You know what? I would go in it during the day to walk around the lobby, see if I felt anything.
The ghosts come out at night.
Exactly.
I don't know that they're going to be there.
That's what I mean, but I would go to see if I felt a vibe.
You ever feel like a ghost could take over your body?
No. That I don't think they would do.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't mean take over like you're going to become that person. I mean like they just, they glide right through you.
And I feel them. Like,
remember the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze? Where he was overcome with...
Like, would you feel it penetrate your body?
He was the ghost, that's right. When he penetrated Demi Moore's body. You know what I'm saying.
The ghost.
Yes.
Went through her body.
And then he helped her shape the mold.
Yes.
And the clay. That's what I'm talking about.
If I was Yandy Diaz going to this hotel, I would just bring a bunch of clay and see if a ghost could help me.
And start playing the music from the movie.
Yeah.
You'd have a ghost party.
Unchained Melody. Right, like Yandy Diaz gets to the game and it's like, I had to go at the hotel last night. That was good. Also, I made this vase.
Right, while listening to the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Now, Gina stayed at what she felt was a haunted hotel in Chicago. And when she did some Googling, she found that it was haunted. She heard children playing in the hallways and in her room.
Okay. Maybe there were actually children playing in the hallways.
No, she looked. There were no children.
Okay.
And
so she's full-on ghost believer now.
Yeah. And the ghosts, I think, kept turning...
Well, you two are some couple.
The ghost kept turning off her air conditioning also.
Come on, stop it.
Or heater. I forgot. I think she was, no, she was there in the winter. The ghost kept turning off the heat.
How about the fact when the room gets the proper temperature, it actually stops and then turns itself back on like most of them do.
And in fact, when she called downstairs to the hotel.
No, don't stop it.
They said to her, I forget the child's name. They go, oh, that's Cindy.
No, I don't, come on,
yes,
knock it off.
That's what I promised, Jerry.
Oh, God help us.
It was a hotel, a really old hotel in Chicago.
Okay.
Something happens where the spirits don't leave.
And they magically turn off the heat.
No, they just, children are playful, Jerry. This is a child ghost.
You hate children.
I do hate children, especially ghost children.
You've called them the rats of society.
I don't like regular children. I don't like ghost children. And in particular, I don't like scary children in movies.
What about scary ghost teens?
Oh, my gosh. That's our ghost teen. We're going to put you in the ghost teenager wing of the
I think
Pfister
you should
Hotel.
Go stay with the next team that visits Milwaukee.
Okay.
And you should stay in the Pfister Hotel and live to tell about it.
Or my last week of vacation, I might go to Milwaukee.
What would it take to get you to go to Milwaukee and do this?
I don't think I could sleep in that hotel.
You
with
wouldn't
the lights
try
out.
For one night.
No. That would scare me.
I mean, you sleep fully clothed anyway, so what's the problem? You could run out screaming if you had to. But this is the problem. You're going to talk yourself into it.
Right.
Again, your mind is going to play games with this.
Well, just like some of the players on the Tampa Rays, they're busting Yandy Diaz's chops. They're putting
up
ghost pictures in his locker room.
Exactly.
And he thinks they're going to be pranking him all night.
Yes. And they're going to be outside his door doing all sorts of stupid things.
You know what? I would bet the Brewers. Because these Tampa Rays are going to be up all night either
might be.
Being scared by ghosts or trying to scare Yandy Diaz.
I'd say that's possible, yes.
Thinking.
I think that's possible.
They should room Yandy Diaz with G-Man Choi. Do they?
They're
guys,
grown men.
Do
they're
they
not
their own
rooming
rooms?
Together. Yes. Major League Baseball players?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was the other weird thing. Like,
I would think.
What's weird is like during camp.
Yeah.
Like we heard about, who's the newest? Von Miller at the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, they room with people at camp.
But isn't that
so weird?
But isn't that also, though, if they're in, I don't know where's Von Miller? The Bills now?
Bills, yeah.
I don't know where their training camp facility is. I don't know. Maybe they're in dorms and there's limited space.
It's so weird. Like,
it's
Boomer
a bonding moment.
I guess so.
No, I think Boomer did do that
back
then.
No, he did. Yeah.
So that doesn't shock me. I remember at Albany with the Giants, they stayed in the dorms. I don't know if they had roommates. I never asked that question. I have no idea. But they stayed in college dorms for a month or 3.5 weeks, whatever it was.
Yeah, I even remember like the early seasons of Hard Knocks were like that they'd be moving in.
Yeah. So my guess would be, depending upon where training camp is, Like the Cowboys train in Oxnard, California. I don't think there are any to be honest, I'm not exactly sure, aside from Oxnard, California, where they're training. My guess is they're staying at some fancy hotel, and they have their own rooms. I don't know that, but I'm not sure.
I heard the Packers stay at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, and Aaron Rodgers
Hey, they
is
used
very
to play
scared.
In Milwaukee.
The Packers did?
Yes, they did. Remember? Milwaukee County Stadium for a while.
Oh, yes.
Baseball field.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, they had like two home games a year there, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So...
Didn't
the Falcons play on a baseball field, too, back in the early 80s?
Fulton County.
Yeah.
Right. How about that?
That stadium where when the Cowboys-Falcons 1981, was that championship game?
I think it was a divisional playoff game.
That was in Fulton County Stadium.
Right.
With Steve Bartkowski, quarterbacking.
Yeah, how about that?
They were one of those teams back then that had two good running backs. I forget. Something Andrews was one, and they had like those when you kind of had like a fatter running back and a slim running back.
A fullback? Or you
no,
mean
this
the guy
was
who
a
carried the ball?
Guy who carried
like
the ball.
Like Ironhead Hayward.
Yeah, yes, like that. The Falcons were like that. The Browns had two good running backs at that time, Ernest Biner and...
Who got famous for all the wrong reasons, as we know. I know. I actually saw that... the ESPN2 or somewhere a few weeks ago.
Showed that?
Yeah, it was the draw, all that stuff. So I didn't watch it, but I came across it. I watched it for 2 minutes. I'm like, that's enough. I've seen this already.
I'd be locked in on that.
I'm sure you would be. Or anything 1980s.
Yeah, which is why I got sucked right into. It was funny. Keith Hernandez said that I got sucked into that Keith Hernandez documentary during the Met Rangers.
Can you imagine if he murdered someone? You really would have been locked in.
They said when he got to the Mets, like, everyone was so, because the Mets were so bad for so long, that even Jay Horowitz, the PR guy, went up to him and said, welcome to the Stems.
Oh, boy.
He's like, what is going on here? He goes, you idiot, that's Mets spelled backwards. He's like, where am I?
Quick break, 25 in front of 6. We've got mores to do's, and then you got Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.